Recovered memories or false memories?
Answers with Hellbound Ali.
Has there been any scientific study of false memories and how they may affect the field of so-called recovered memories?
Yes. In 1996, Harvard researcher Susan Clancy made the hypothesis that perhaps people who have recovered memories are just more likely to have false memories than an average person, and self-appointed therapists are just taking advantage of that tendency. So, she designed a memory test to measure this, and found that people who were traumatized and had recovered memories also had a greater capacity to generate false memories. Then she decided to try to falsify her result by testing alien abductees, and came to the same conclusion. Of course, all the therapists and victims who make money because of alien abduction beliefs find it a hard pill to swallow. Because the functioning of our own brain is mostly hidden from us, people naturally assume that their perceptions and their memories are perfect mirror of reality. But we know that's not the case. Self-awareness is the best protection against delusion.
For more answers with Hellbound Ali, please visit the radio section of StrongAtheism.net or www.hellboundallee.com.